AmericanEagle.com.
Log Talk Radio.
The Magnificent Mile Light Festival. Tonight at 6. God will do for me and you.
Get your pencil and paper. Write down the 23rd number of Psalms. The Lord is my shepherd that I should not want. I'm going to have Mary Hawkins to read that all the way from Detroit. I don't know if they got snow in Detroit or not. And I would like for, I'd like to do this morning I'd like to do a double take. I'd like Mary to read the 23rd number Psalm, and I'd like for Pearl to give a testimony. And I know you always, my pastor tell me, my bishop you tell me, every time you get up, you got a testimony for God. It's something you can say about how good God been to you. And you always got something to say to encourage somebody. On this Sunday morning, I want to say to you, I'm praying very special that God will open a door for you, Sister Rita, that called me earlier. Praying for you. And I want to tell you, those in the cold, homeless, got nowhere to stay, and those that are right now looking, God is able to do anything but fear the next day. I'm going to bring Sister Mary Hawkins to read the 23rd number. Mary, you're on.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. I just read Psalm 23.
Thank you for that reading. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And this morning, as we get ready to speak to many of you that have called, and you want to know what is the temperature in my life, what's going on, what's happening. And young lady called me and said that she had COVID. Another young lady called me and said she got COVID. They said over with. I told you to wear your mask. It ain't over with. It's not over with till God says over with. And if man just repent, instead of waiting to sin his death to get to God eternal life, this country is in a bad shape. And you said, Bishop, what you mean? People have turned away from the divine word of God. They've taken the word of itself. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Look at man. Look how he has turned away from God, doing his own thing. So I got a strange subject that I'm going to preach about 5 minutes to you. In about 5 minutes, I want to preach to you, give you the word. But I want you to read next week Psalms 95, Psalms 72. I want you to get ready for God to bring on a blessing for you. Give thanks unto God for help and strength. Give thanks unto God for God deliver you and bring you. See, some of us got 2 loaves of bread on the our shoulder, Mary. Got 2 loaves, and we're still crying, broke. We're still hating. And God has already made provision for us to do good and do better. Amen? Now, I'm waiting on, let me see, Pearl. And Pearl, I want you to give us a testimony this morning. I see you before you up, your hand up. And you know, sometimes testimony is just telling what's happening. Mr. White was telling last night what happened to him, how God healed him. He wasn't able to walk. And the doctor said, we don't know if you're going to walk or not. He said, oh, yeah, I'm going to walk because I got a God. Whenever you trust in God this morning, bless you. I'm glad to come to your home, those in the car, those in the hospital room, those in the nursing home that call. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. I'm glad to come to you on this Blog Talk Radio, Sunday morning with the bishop. Now, some of you got a need. You know, I was talking last night to a Native American lady, and she said, Bishop, I am truly Native American, but we got some European people, not Native American, but they get the benefit of saying they're Native American. You know, I'm a Cherokee, and my mama was black. That means I'm dark. But I am a Native American. And I told her, don't worry, God's going to bring all that out. And God will do that. Most of you that black are Native American and don't even know it. Because you wouldn't talk about slavery. You wouldn't, and some of the people have passed. On Thursday night, I had Bishop Gatemouth Moore on. He was talking about how the gospel come out of the belly of Mississippi, out of Tunica, Mississippi, out of Illinois, Mississippi, B.B. King. And they was talking about how they had to walk a long way to school. And when things got sharp, they caught a bus and caught a train and came to Detroit, Albert King. B.B. King came to Chicago. And many other gospel singers came, and not only gospel, blues, rhythm and blues came, and they made a home in Chicago, New York, St. Louis, and even some of Memphis, Tennessee. Howlin' Wolf got up and went to Memphis, and he got famous, and then he went on to Chicago. So I want to tell you, we got a rich history with God. God endowed us with our right. Mary, you still on, Mary? I want you to just read the first of the 23rd number of Psalm.
You said the first?
Yeah, the first three verses.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd. Stop right there. The Lord is, God is your protector. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That means that you shouldn't be able to want for nothing. You should be able to know that God has already put you in place to be successful, to be healed. But you let stuff creep in and say, don't nobody love me. I'm sick. I'm going to die. Because you put that negative stuff in there, you have to put it in the act of love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes should not pay. It ain't about politics. It's about you and God. It's about a relationship with God and your ancestors. By being in a relationship with God and your ancestors, every door closed will open up. Every man that walks away will have to walk back. And right now, we're going through a whole lot of racism. We're going through a lot of murder and killing. And the lady asked me, she said, why all that happened, Bishop? I'm going to tell you this morning where it happened. Read on, Mary.
He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul.
Stop.
He leading me.
He restored my soul. Means that you walk through some rough places in life. You know, the man said he was in Mississippi, said they had to work pick cotton all day long. He got ready, and then he went over to the juke joint at night. But he had to pull out that news to sun up and sun down. David said, God, restore my soul. He restored your mind. I want you to see stuff positive. I don't want you to see negative. I want you to see God doing something special for you. I want to let you know God gonna open doors for you. And I want you to know God got your back, and God gonna bless you in a special way. So get ready for God to carry you to another level. Get ready for God to open up a door for you where you might be able to be successful in healing. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You cannot turn your back away from God. And when you know that God brought you, we got people, they got a new car, they got a new home, they got money, that turn away from God doing other things. But David said, the Lord is my salvation and my strength. Whom shall I fear? You should have no fear of nothing that bothers you. When you want to get healed, you got to, you know, if I call one of you, I got to get on the telephone and call you. When you want something from God, you got to call him. You got to call on him for him to heal you and bless you. And that's what I thank you for that reading, Mary. She was reading out the 23rd number Psalm. And as she was reading, what she was doing, she was telling me, you know, it's kind of cold outside. I was outside. I walked around a little bit. It was kind of chilly. But sometimes, you know, my grandmother said, when cold comes, it kills germs. There's lots of germs out here in the atmosphere. So when that cold weather, it kills them germs. I know y'all done heard that. Let me see. Sister Pearl, have you heard that if you heard that said when it's cold and kill germs, have you heard that saying?
Yes, I have.
Now, Pearl, I want you to give us a good testimony. If somebody's listening, we got people listening, I just want you to give us a little short testimony. Because if anybody else want to testify, just press 1 on your phone, your hand will come up. Maybe you got something you want to say to help somebody. We got to help one another. We cannot hold grudges. We cannot fight against the devil. We got to let God fight it. Exodus 14:14, God to step back. And I will cover you, and I'll fight your battle. He told the children, when Moses got in the battle, God told Moses, step back. I got this. And I want to tell you this morning, I'm praying for those that are sick, those in the hospital, those that are going through something. I want you to step back and give it all you got to God. Glory, hallelujah. And God's going to heal you. God's going to bless you. And if you're going on vacation, if you're going to get ready for Thanksgiving, give God the praise and first. And it's all right. I got a Sister Pearl is going to give a testimony. And some of you need to hear testimony. You need to know that you didn't do it by yourself. Our ancestors cooked in the kitchen, and the men built the roads and the highway. So we done come a long way. We're traditional. We Native American black folks in America. What I mean Native American, we're not going nowhere. Our ancestors have lived and died. And whatever they left for us to do better. And our children is all messed up because they're being taught the wrong thing in schools and colleges, you know. And, you know, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, that gives God eternal life. But there's so much going on now, the killings. I'm going to talk about all this killing that's going on. You know, why is it happening just now? It's been going on, but God is showing you what happened. Okay, Pearl, you can give us a testimony.
Giving honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Bishop, and all the ones that are listening. I'm so glad that I woke up this morning. I will close in my right mind. I have been through a lot, and it still ain't took me down. I thought when my husband passed, we had been together for almost 58 years. I thought I wasn't going to make it, but through it all, God has seen me make it this far. And I know he ain't left, he didn't bring me this far to leave me now, because I have seen a lot of my brothers and sisters gone on.
Amen.
I raised about three sets of my relatives, and I'm still here, and I am doing good. And I thought when my husband passed, I thought I would have really went through a thing, but Lord, he is good. He is so good to me until I just can't tell you how good he is. And I want to thank the bishop and everybody that prays for me.
I want to thank you for that testimony. Sometimes testimony is good for the soul. You need to hear people saying and how they're going through. See, some of you think you're just going through. There's people going through, and you need to give them the number to call. They call on Sunday or call Monday. We own 5 days a week, 7 days a week, really, Mary. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and even Saturday healing. And Sunday, on Monday, it's Dr. King Movement. On Tuesday, calls over to ancestors. On Wednesday, Bible class. And Divine Word, and on Saturday, Divine Healing, and on Sunday morning with the bishop. And what I do, I tell you what God has given me to give you for the month or for the year. You can take this number down, 515-205-7890. Give it to somebody and tell them, listen, if they might get a word, it might be a prophecy. God break in and give words to different people. God break in and give different words. Last night, on Monday night, on Saturday, we talked about divine healing. And we talked, Mary, from Romans 1:26. God turned them over to a reprobate mind that was doing things that was unseemly. Men going with men. Women going with women. God turned them over to a reprobate mind. And when God turned them over to a reprobate mind, it's in the Bible. See, you know, and Brother White was on with me, and we broke it down on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We're going to break that down. I'm going to do 3 days on that scripture where you'll know without a shadow of doubt you won't be fooled or tricked or lied to. Some of you living a lie. That ain't what, see, the David said, the Lord is my shepherd. God will watch over you, man. Woman, God will watch over you. Some of you just want to stay in Lodabar. You want to stay in Lodabar. And some of you in Lodabar, that means you're in hell. You're in confusion. You're in death and hate. See? And when you're in that, things happen because you're still in Lodabar. But I'm telling you, come out of Lodabar into God to heal. I'm praying this morning for you, you, and you. And, you know, I had, Franklin was preaching the 23rd number Psalm. And I let a lady, I told her where to get it, and she got it, and she said, Bishop, I never heard the 23rd number Psalm like that. And it gave me some knowledge on what I'm supposed to be doing. See, the scripture don't get old. The scripture unlocks doors that Satan done locked up. The scripture bring you out and put a divine protection on you. And the scripture break down what's been going on with you. When David said, the Lord is my shepherd, that I shall not want. I walk through the valley. See, he was telling you that I had to go through something. But God was still with me. So don't stop because you're having a little problem, you go to the Almighty God. And God will send the angels, Michael, Raphael, Gabriel, and all the archangels to see what is your problem. And I want to thank Sister Pearl for that testimony. She says she woke up closed in her right mind. Some people didn't wake up. Then, like old folks said, I woke up and I went in my cooling bed. That means that you wasn't in the mall. It's people have been killed. Little girl got run over down in North Carolina in a parade. It's so much going on. And they had a shooting in Colorado. 10 people was killed. The devil is busy because he's living a lie. But I want you this morning to read Psalms 95, Psalms 71, Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, that I should not want. It's going to be all right. You say, well, Bishop, how? Give it to God and let God take you to the next level. And he'll open up that door that's been closed. If you don't know how you can get it, but God will give it to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. That's what God will do. I'm going to pray later on for you. You might have a prayer request. You might say, on this Sunday, Bishop, I just want to get closer with my family. I want to get closer with my wife or my husband, my son or my daughter. I want my son out of jail or my daughter out of jail. I want the yokes to be broke. And I want to tell you this morning, God will break the yoke. And God will heal your body and your mind. So you let go and let God do something special for you. And as God opens that door for you, God will give you a right direction. With all this stuff going on, God still will give you the right direction. I'm praying for you, Sister Marshall. I'm praying for you this morning. And those that ask for prayer, your name on the prayer list, like the can say. Put the name on the prayer list. God, do everything. There's no failure in God. God will open up that door for you and give you what you need. And somebody said, Bishop, I need closure. I need to know that I'm going to be all right. I need to know that things are going to work out for me. And I want you to know this morning that I'm going to work things out for you. This is your time for God to work for you. This is your time for God to open up the door for you. And that's what we're talking about, God opening up the door for you. I've got something going on to ask a
Call to lift up the name of
Almighty God. You get ready for him to do something special for you. Brother Joe, we can grant you.
Those are called. And I want to thank my wife for coming on. He had a prescription yesterday, last night.
To share with you and the people calling you, the scriptures that we're giving out, and help you happen. So you give God a blessing, real good morning, and the door will open up to you.
Okay.
Well, you got that scripture to read me?
Yes. For this cause, God gave them up and unto a vile affection, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature.
They're doing something on their own. God gave them up unto vile affection. Read on.
And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burnt in their lust, one toward another men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind.
God gave them over to a reprobate mind. That means their mind is all messed up. And that means God is divine, and God will let nothing come in the mix and not divine. What I'm saying this morning, the Lord is my shepherd, so y'all embrace that, and it says I belong to this community. It ain't one community, it's one race, and that's the one that we have to embrace, and I'm going to read Romans 1:26, Psalm 23, Psalm 95, and Psalm 71.
I want you to read that and know that God is able to give you what you want. Everybody preaching prosperity ministry, we got to talk about healing. That's what we got to talk about. I'm praying for those that can get out of the house, those that can't 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 get out of the house
Come on, come on, come on.
Child of the devil, you're going to speak the devil's language. child of God, you're going to speak the word of God. Holy, holy, sanctified, sanctified, feel, feel. So we got some people that are caught up, messed up and caught up. And you will not come flood after flood, storms after flood. I come after something, earthquake. Because man have not repented and come back to the will of God. Glory, hallelujah. And this morning, I want to pray for you. And I want to pray that God will open up that door for you. But I'm still saying the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. And God will keep you in a special way. And when you say the Lord is my shepherd, you're telling people, this, I have a personal relationship with God. You have not because you ask not. And Lisa always said, God got my back. If God got you, you ought to know when you speak, God going to move quick, fast, and in the area. All that the devil do, he can't stop God. Glory, hallelujah. You know, we come a long way. We got a long way to go. God is able to carry us to the next level. God's able to open up new doors for us. And that's where David says, the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. And when David said, he said, so strong and so strong.
I shall not want. It's about a personal thing, isn't it? He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. He restoreth my soul. Did you hear what I said? He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me.
My Lord.
Isn't it so? Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. A very personal thing. I don't think too much of people who have no personal testimony about God and his goodness. The folks say, well, you know, I'm not very much of a talker. And I can't say anything in church. If God has meant anything in your life, you ought to be willing to say anyway. You ought to be able to say what God means to me. The Lord mean anything, let the saints of God say so. With me.
Well,
if David was off of this passage, then it was born out of some of his experiences.
Yes, sir.
Possibly at the time that he penned this particular passage, this psalm, he was sitting upon an ivory throne. Israel's first citizen. With a scepter of authority in his hand. The courtiers and ambassadors gathered before him. And yet he takes the retrospect back down the vista of the past. And begins to think about those things that brought him over. Had it been his skillfulness? Had it been his superior intelligence? Had it been his political maneuvering? Had it been his contacts? Had it been money? Had it been armies? No, sir. It had been the Lord. Thus he says, the Lord has been my shepherd. No wonder the man said, through many dangerous trials and snares, I have already come. It wasn't money, it wasn't military power, it wasn't chicanery, it wasn't political strings being pulled. It was grace that brought me saved thus far. And grace will lead me on. Here's a man who had been brought by God from the obscurity mercy of the dry and barren hills of Judah.
Yes.
To the throne of Israel.
Well.
Here's a man who come up from the unknown and have faced the fear of giant Goliath.
Yes.
Outside in the town of Shukah at the Valley of Elah.
Yes.
With the soldiers of Israel arrayed on one mountain.
Yes.
And the soldiers of the Philistines arrayed on the other.
Well.
And this man who had been decorated for his valor and bravery.
Yes.
Was walking between the mountains, exclaiming in loud tones of profanity,
yes,
or exclaiming profanity against the God of Abraham,
yes,
and of Isaac and of Jacob.
Yes.
You know how he requested audience with the king, and how he started out with Saul's own helmet,
yes,
on his head,
yes,
Saul's own sword in his hand,
well,
Saul's own shield on his arm. But having no experience and training in this kind of a thing,
yeah,
he took them back,
yeah,
and requested only his strength,
uh-huh,
and God.
Yeah.
You know the victory that he brought to Israel.
Well.
And when he went marching back to the capital,
uh-huh,
the women along the way composed a new song.
Yeah.
Well.
And Saul has killed his thousands.
Yeah.
But David has killed his 10,000.
Yeah.
You know the jealousy that this aroused in Saul.
Yes.
And how Saul sought to kill him.
Yes.
And how he had to run and hide.
Well. Yes.
And one day when there were a company of men coming in from the south.
Yes.
And another company closing in from the north.
Yes.
And another one from the east and another one from the west.
Yes.
And there was no escape for David.
Yes.
And God whispered to a spider.
Yes.
And told David to run in a cave.
Yes.
And told that spider to get busy.
Yes.
And web up that cave.
Yes.
And when the soldier got there,
yes,
God is my shepherd.
But I shall not want.
And I feasted to my satisfaction.
Oh, yeah.
He let me then lay down in a plenty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Green pasture. To green pasture.
Well,
that's why I don't like to hear people talking about I'm a Christian and trying to be all pitiful.
Yeah.
No, this thing is nothing piteous.
No.
I'm a child of the king.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my father says, the world is mine.
Yeah.
And the fullness thereof belongs to me.
Yeah.
Gold and silver are mine.
Yeah.
And I have 10,000 blessings in my hand.
Yeah.
Just for charity.
Yeah.
Just for pitiful. He makes me to lie down in green pasture.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
All right.
And he leads me beside the still water.
Yeah.
The still water. They tell me that this part of the verse was inspired by an occurrence that constantly or frequently occurred with respect to shepherds and their sheep,
yeah,
in Palestine. It is said that very often when the sheep went down to the Sea of Galilee,
oh, yeah,
the waves were billowing,
yeah,
and tossing.
Yeah.
Sheep being of a timid nature, why, would leave very often without sufficient drink.
Yeah.
Shepherds devised a scheme to dig a trench leading from the main stream.
Yeah.
And then let the trench run over, and at the end of the trench,
uh-huh,
dig a pool and let the water from the main stream run out and run through the trench,
uh-huh,
and into the pool.
Well.
And the water in the pool was called still water.
Yeah.
Though the waves were dashing out here, though the white caps were kissing one another upon the surface of the water, the water in the pool was still and placid.
Yeah.
I think that's what God does for us who have faith in him.
Yeah.
Sometimes life's billowy sea is too restless,
yeah,
for our timid souls to drink.
Yeah.
But God has a way of opening up a private pool,
yes,
and letting our souls drink,
yes,
to the soul's satisfaction.
Yes.
I don't believe.
So I hope you understand this. It is a picture
are for this thing women, Negro women. My skin is black, and my arms are long. My hair is like wool, and my back is strong. Strong enough. Take all day, and then fix it again and again and again and again. What do they call me? My name is Aunt Stella. Mon nom est Aunt Stella. My skin is yellow, and my hair is long and straight and long, long between two worlds. I do belong. My father was rich and wise. He forced my mother late one night. What do they call me? My name is Saffronia. Mon nom. Invite your daddy, and my mouth is like wine, whose little girl am I? Why, yours if you got some money in the back. I meet you in Cannes later. What do they call me? They call me sweet thing. They call me sweet thing. They call me sweet thing. They call me sweet is brown,
Thank you.